So much there.
This is Korach. This is Parsha Korach. Yes, there's lots of exciting things here. Kol Am, Kolam Kedoshim. But I'm going to start with the first pasuk. It starts with Korach taking. Vayikach Korach. Korach took. Ben
Wait,
Yitzhar, Ben Yitzhar.
one more word, one
Yeah.
more word. What the, your book could be is this kind of learning, you know, what do you call them? Kavanot of the first pasuk of every parsha.
You could. I find out that there's kind of a Pareto principle, 80-20 rule, that 80% of all Divrei Torah come from the first 20% of the parsha. More interesting to take the last part of it because nobody ever talks about that.
Maybe the
You
last
could.
pasuk, but something
Yeah.
like that. It's a cute
As there's
catch.
just as a catch something.
Okay.
I better some kind of pun.
Vayikach
Korach, right? Levi took. Datan and Datan Aviram ben Eliav. Va'on ben Pelet, Reuven, sons of Reuben. Okay, and
Wait, I don't.
everyone's bothered by this pasuk because that's the end of the pasuk,
Hold
right?
on. Is it on the screen? It's
The
very
pasuk.
little.
You see it? That's pretty big for
Maybe
me.
that's my point. Wait, maybe I have to make it bigger. Ah, okay. Okay. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Korach Levi.
Okay.
Oh yeah, what did he take? Right.
Right. The problem is that Vayikach is a transitive verb. It takes an object. What do you take?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to look at really Zohar Atkins. Sure. No, I've talked about Zohar Atkins before.
Yeah.
He's a really smart guy. He's both right. He has smicha from JTS. He has a doctor of philosophy from Oxford. And despite that, he's a really smart guy.
And
Anyhow,
young, right? He's pretty young.
well, he was when he was younger, like all of he was like in some list of. Most important Jews under 25, but
Oh.
that was 15 years ago, so now I'm
Oh.
curious how old Zohar is. But she's got a Wikipedia page.
I just remember seeing a picture of him once, and he was
Yeah,
very young.
he's very young, right? That's him. You see that? I don't know. Fellow Sholem Hartman. He's got a Chabad.
Oh, Sholem Hartman.
Is that Sholem Hartman? That's where he is right now, the Sholem Hartman Institute. How old is he? I don't know. Let's see. Times of Israel says, philosopher of Twitter. Yeah, no, I think Joey is. Joey knows about the philosopher of Twitter. No, he doesn't say how old he is.
Oh no, is this new?
This is right now. I didn't see it.
Oh my God.
Former vehicle hit by its bullet.
Seven. That's a big.
Yeah.
Oh my
That's a lot
God.
just now.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
Okay, well, we didn't find what we wanted and didn't find the news we wanted.
yeah.
Okay, let's learn. Code for shalom. Okay, we keep going.
Yeah.
So, and his point is that lakach, or kach, in Hebrew is like take it English, it's polysemous. I mean, it's got multiple meanings that come from the same root. Because taking things and taking people are different. And we see that.
We do say that. I was very taken by him.
Well, this is a different sense of the word, but actually we're talking taking with something. And we see that most strikingly in the story where the Yaakov's sons take Binyamin down to Egypt. Yosef says, "Oh, you're spies." And then Emor Elohim, Yisrael Elohim, so Israel, their father says, "Im kein, if that's what's going on, then Zorasu do this, take from the produce of the land, bring a gift for this guy, this viceroy, matzarim, matavash, some balm, some honey, nachot, wax, lot, natural wax, is some other resin, botnim, nuts, gedim, almonds. And take double the money. As Rashi said, maybe prices went up because you got to go back and buy more food. And the money that came back with you when you came back the first time, bring that back. Because maybe that was a mistake. Somehow they didn't take your money when they give you all the grain. Right? This kachu, right? Take all this. Take the money, right? And take your brother. And go. Return to the man. And may God give you mercy before that man. May send your brother back. Come back. Me, I'm bereaved. I'm bereaved. And so these men took by this gift and double money. They took in their hands Benjamin and Benjamin. The Kumu was safe, and they went back to Egypt. So the Aramaic translates the Targum of that last pasuk uses two different verbs. Okay, it's Benesevu Guvraya Hada, that the men Nisevu took the gift. And they took Nisevu, they took the money, well, double the money with their hands, Vidavru, and they took Yabinyamin, the Binyamin, their brother. Two different words for taking. Translate Kach as Nisiv and Tach as Devar in Aramaic. The Rashi points this out. Yabinyamin, Mitagamin Udavaro Yad Binyamin, that they took Binyamin with the word devar. Because taking things like money, things you hold in your hand, and taking people is not the same in Aramaic. Devar nikach biyad mitargamin nisiv. Something you pick up and carry is called nisiv. Devar nikach ban hagat devarim, and something that you take by talking to them. Right? You talk to a person. You don't pick them up. Mitagmin devar. That in Aramaic is translated as devar. I say, when I go on a road trip, I tell my kids to get in the car and I pick up the suitcases and throw them in the trunk. I'm taking both of them with me. Though kids in Middle East is a little ambiguous whether you're talking to them or you're just picking them up and throwing them in the car. And to be honest, animals also will be translated both ways in the Targum. And we see this distinction throughout the Torah. You're taking a person with you, it's devar. You take them with words. Supposed to carrying them. Right? When Abraham brings the food to the Malachim, it says, that he took butter and milk, a bit of a car and the calf, and Targum translates this as Nisiv, Shimon Bachalav Bar Tori. Right? Nisiv took, as in picking up, the butter and the milk and the calf, as opposed to Avram when he's Vayikach Sarayishto, when he takes his wife and he goes,
Oh, right.
it's Devar Avram Yatsarayish Nitate. Right? He doesn't pick her up, he takes her with words. Two different translations of the word kach. I remember talking to Leah about this kind of distinction because she's into these kinds of things and she can make a wonderful Rebbetzin as soon as they get a house and they move here. You knew that, right? That Aaron's position at the
Yeah.
museum.
Did he begin?
No, not to, they're not supposed to till the middle of August.
Till when?
Middle of August.
Okay.
So I've talked about this distinction here, and that there's an ethical message there, right? We don't treat people like things. That's really the difference. I'm taking, you know, people, other human beings have agency, they have moral worth. We don't use them. We talk to them. You want someone to go with you, you don't pick them up, you talk them into it, make it worth their while. Okay? And we specifically see that when Hashem commands Moshe about the Kohanim Levium. He uses the word kach, right? Right. In Parashat Tzav, kach et Aaron bepanav, vito, go take Aaron. And Rashi translates this as Kacher Aaron, kechenu bedvarim. Take him with words. Speak to him. Umashchayim, bring him close. And Onklos here, in fact, does not use the word devar here. He in, tra doesn't tra translate. He does not translate kach literally, and he translates as krav yet Aaron. Translates kach as krav. Bring him close. That's what you're doing with your words. And similarly with Levim. And Parshat Balotcha says, Kachav Levim mitoch bnei Yisrael. And Onklos again says, Krav et Yad Levi. Bring them close. That's the kind of taking you're doing with the Levim.
How
Now,
about the pasuk? I don't know where it's from. Kehu imachen devarim,
yes.
vishnu.
Yeah, so I don't know if I quoted that. The Midrash quotes that pasuk as another example of kicha meaning bedvarim. That's exactly right. I don't think
Yeah.
I don't think I quoted that here, but the Midrash does agree with you. That's
Because it actually
from Hosea.
says kehu imachen devarim. Yeah.
That's from Hosea. It's the Haftorah for Shabbos Shuvah.
The song,
Oh,
Chulimachem, Machem
I know.
Devarim,
Yeah, it's our different perspectives
Chulimachem.
here.
Okay.
I know it's Shuvah. It's from Shuvah Yisrael. It's from Yehoshea. But yeah, that's an example. And then Rashi again says, Kach HaPlevim is Kachem B'dvarim. Talk to them.
Okay.
And tell them, Ashrei Shem, Ashreichem, you're so lucky. Shetizkul Yod Shamashim, you're going to serve God. That's great. That's what Kach is. So in Buber's terms, famously, we need to view others as a thou, not an it. You read I and Thou by Martin Buber? It's short. It's
No.
worth reading. It's very short and it's pretty straightforward, very philosophical and poetic. You've heard the idea, right? That Ilchundu wrote that is that there are two kinds of way, there are two ways of experiencing the world. There's an I-it relationship where you view the other as an object or a means to an end, and an I-thou relationship. Recognize the other as a whole unique being, not an object. Okay? And that was my AI summary of
So
Martin Buber.
it's Thou is not God. I.
Yes. For Buber's philosophy centers on the thou there being specifically with God. He says in general
Oh.
we have to have other people, but our relationship with God is also as a thou, not as an it.
It. Okay.
Okay. It's more general than that, but it ends up being all about our relationship with the divine. Okay, and when I talked to Leah about this, when she must have been maybe high school, maybe middle school, her question was, why is this a distinction in Aramaic? Such an important lesson. Why doesn't Hebrew, why doesn't the Torah reflect that? Why does the Torah use the
Yeah.
same word for both of them?
Yeah.
It's a
Good
great
question,
idea,
right?
right? It's a good question. I didn't have an answer then, I don't have an answer now. But it does allow for fine poetic ambiguity here in our parsha. Vayikach Korach. What kind of taking is he doing? How would we translate that? Kach. What's Korach doing? So Unklus has an opinion. Okay. He translates it as it palag Korach by Yitzhar Vaykach, right? He literally separated himself. He created an argument. The Kach there is taking himself out. He wasn't creating a relationship. He was taking what this kicha there was in order to create division and disagreement. He was using his purported allies to break down relationships. The Midrash.
Palag. It sounds like it's first person, but
But,
it's
well,
third,
no,
huh?
the it is equivalent to the to it would be equivalent to the yud in Hebrew.
Oh.
Or the hit paleg, right? To separate oneself as a reflective. It's not first person there, as our name. So the Midrash.
Ve'etchanan.
Right.
Okay.
That's first person, that's Hebrew.
Yeah.
Okay, the Midrash translates it differently. And here, you read it, Midrash does bring in your pasuk. Okay, the Vayikach, this is the Rabbah. Ein Vayikach el Mashiach hadvarim rakim. That
Oh, there
Vayikach.
it is, Kehulimachem. You got it.
Yeah, I said it is
Okay.
here. You see, that's
Yeah,
here. Yeah,
yeah.
agrees with you. So the Vayikach or Vayikach Korach is talking about Mashiach hadvarim rakim, talking gently, bring people close with words. That he talked, he brought in all of the elders of Israel, Sanhedraot, and all the councils Acharav with him. Right? And we see the same word Moshe Omer, Vayikach Moshe Va'arona Tanashima Ela, Moshe Vayikach took the people. We didn't quote this one, but this is by the Nisim, took the Nisim, Vayikach, and similarly, Kachat Aaron, all those are key, Vayikach Meshicha B'dvarim. We talked to them. Omer, Kichu Mechem Dvarim. Again, that's your example of Kichu. Right? Vayikach Kachisha Beit Paro, and that's also translated that she wasn't physically brought, she was talked into King Paro. Ave, that's what it means. Vayikach Korah, Shebdivrim Rakim Mashach Ba, he convinced them with words.
You know, it's
Seduced them.
interesting that the word devarim also has that things and
And words too,
speaking.
yeah. So that gets kind of philosophical, why davar is both a word and a thing and a distinction there. And I'm not going to get into that. The
But it
word,
kind
and
of
again,
parallels it, the
but
thing.
and the Aramaic for taking people with words is davar, right? That is the same
Oh,
root.
the thing. It's the opposite of,
I don't have anything intelligent to say about that, but it's an interesting point.
Okay.
So Rashi brings both opinions, you know, Vayikach Korach. One is lakachat atzmo letzadachat liot nitchalik. That's very strange. Oh, that's why. There we go. 4 minutes is up. Lakachat atzmo letzadachat. He set himself aside. Right, ipalag, separated himself. Liot nitchalik mitoch haedah, to be separate from the community. Lo arer al kahuna, so he can complain about the kohanim. That's why Unkelus translates it as he separated himself, divided himself, nichalek away from the community, the in order to encourage arguments. Another word there. That's Bidvarim.
Bidvarim.
Right? He got the councils, the heads of the councils to go with him with words. He spoke with them. And of course, it's not a contradiction. It's they're
Here
both.
it could mean he gave them money. He swayed them with things. He bribed them.
Ah, but
No.
that's not that right. I mean, you could make that, but it's not that is not what the Medrash is saying.
I know. I know.
Right? I mean, you want to, you can certainly darshan that,
No,
you know,
no,
sort of
no.
go in
It's
that
just
direction.
funny that
And he's
with
got
the
money, and right, and
Kohanim
Korach is
Council,
certainly rich,
Devarim.
right? But this is specifically with words, right? It's not a contradiction because both of them are true. He's using the tools of Udavar, right? He's talking to them. Superficially, it's an I-thou relationship with all these other, these, you know, Natan Avira, Moshe, and he's using it for his own purposes. Looks like Devar, but it's really Nasiv. He's using other people, but talking a good game. That's what this ambiguity of Vayikach lets us read that, as both of them were true. So the Medrash says that Korach felt that Moshe is Kach Levi, and when Moshe was there to tell the Levi, this is wonderful, that it was also manipulative and self-aggrandizing, right? He was projecting. Right? Your projection of this psychological idea of displacing your own feelings on other people, attributing to other people. And that's what the Medrash continues on that. Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Shem tells Moshe, Kach HaLevi'im, again, take them. Rashi says, Mishlem B'dvarim, talk them into it, Mitoch B'nei Yisrael, Tiyo Tau Tam, Kotzeh Selahem L'Taram, and you take them, you purify them, this is what you do. Have you retired Al Kol B'saram, they go to the mikveh, they have to shave their entire bodies, they're all bald. Mi'ad Asa Kein L'Korach, Korach was a Levi. So Moshe did this to Korach, Yisrael, and then when he left to go back out among the rest of the people, Lohia to nobody recognized him. Because he's been shaved, part of this purification process.
I didn't know the Levium are shaved. And that's Levium are always shaved?
No, this is
Head?
part of the original purification process. They were completely shaved.
Oh. In pictures of it, they usually show Levium as bareheaded.
I mean, they were allowed to grow it back. They didn't stay shaven. was just the one, that one time when they were being
Oh,
part
that
of
one time. It's not
time.
okay.
An ongoing thing. They don't like every time you become bar mitzvah, they shave you in order to go through the process.
Oh,
That was
okay.
just the one time.
Luckily.
Well, for Korach, right? Like nobody recognized Korach, right? Korach was one of the leaders of the Levim, and Amru lo, mi asa kach? And then people asked him, "Who did that to you? What happened to you?" Amru lahem, Moshe asavi. Moshe said, "I gotta shave. I shave my head, shave my beard, shave everything." Lo el talani biyadi, and more than that, they biyadi praglai. They picked me up, my hands and my feet, veya manifimoti, and waved me around. Part of the ceremony was to be lanifotam. They actually were picked up and waved like a korban. They're being offered to God. He said, "Look, now you're pure. Maybe it's Aaron Achiv." And then he kind of takes Aaron, his brother, and he doesn't shave him because too kala gets all bejeweled up with all these fancy clothes. But she and made him in the Omer. So Miyad he feels to name Moshe with Gavrot Bo et Yisrael. Merely more of Moshe's enemies start provoking Korach. Oh, he got oh bro no had got bo he used Korach as an argument to provoke Bnei Yisrael, right? He's insulting all of the Levium. They can do all this weird bald stuff, and his brother just gets to dress up in the fancy clothes. Moshe Melech, and they said Moshe was going to be the king of Aaron Achiv, Kohen Gadol, and Aaron is going to be the Kohen, Benav Segane Kana, and Aaron's sons is going to be assistants to the Kohen, Truma LaKohen. The Kohen get all the Trumas, Mashal LaKohen, Esrim Ba'arba Matna Kohen, and that's Miyad Vayikalu Moshe. Korach was insulted.
What is the word lehitgarut?
Itgarot is to provoke or to
Oh.
cause consequence of, like mitzvah goreret mitzvah.
Oh.
One
Okay.
mitzvah causes another one.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to use the word provoke there. It's to make something
Lehitgarut.
happen as a consequence. This is the negative. So Zohar Atkins' comment that Korach poetically also takes. The text never specify exactly what he takes. Truly, Moshe's taking of the Levium is challenged by Korach's own taking. Korach's taking himself, a pure individual. Okay, that's clearly that Vayikach Levium and Vayikach Korach are meant as parallels to each other. Korach's Levi who rejects Moshe's bid. He sees Aaron's garments, rich, adorned, elevated, and compares them to his own stripped-down aesthetic. His envy grows. Midrash says Korach was wealthy. Okay, so it could have been Devarim bribing everybody. Maybe Korach could live with simplicity if everyone else was equally simple, but Aaron's sartorial grandeur triggers him. And Bar Midrash Rabbah, which we quoted, links Korach, that's this one here, quoted, links Korach's rebellion directly to God's command, take the Moshe shaved Korach as part of the Levi purification ritual. Korach felt humiliated. He tells others, "Moshe, I'm lifted up and waved like an offering." Then sees Aaron adorned like a bride and overcome his remnant. Moses is the king, they say. Aaron is prime priest. The rest of us are left for the birds. Torah says, Vayikach Korach, Korach, Korach. This is Moshe took the levies with persuasion and purpose. Korach takes for himself, but it's a different kind of taking. Grasping, not giving, he took others down with him. He's still doing the kach, but he's missing. He doesn't realize that kach has two different meanings. You can take people, or you can talk to them. He assumes that Moshe is just as Machiavellian as he is. That there's obviously some kind of ulterior motive. That's he's taking the levium, but he's using them. That's his mistake. That's his fatal flaw. And that's Zohar's conclusion that to take someone in this sacred sense, Meshchem Devarim, is not to own them. It's to create the conditions for a responsible self-offering. The taker doesn't dominate, he draws out. One takes not diminished, but dignified by choosing to be chosen. This is what spiritual leadership demands. A teacher doesn't force a student to conform. She inspires the student to rise. Kach is not a technique, it's not a magic strategy. It's a theology of human greatness. Sometimes the holiest work begins not with a structured command, but with a moment of speech. A few words that open the door to something higher, a conversation that changes their life. And that's what Kach, in Aramaic Devar, is supposed to be. That's what Korach couldn't see. The Kach Levim was meant to be a theology, I like that, theology of human greatness.
So
So
where did Korach go wrong?
because he assumed that Moshe was doing this for his own purpose. Right? He assumed that again, in this sense, he said that Kachal means take them. They're now yours. You can do whatever you want with them. He didn't see, he didn't understand that Kach v'Devarim had some kind of meaning. So if Moshe's gonna do it, I'm gonna have to get it, do it, otherwise I'm gonna get the
Okay, so
advantage of
when
it.
it says kach et halevi'im, what does that mean there?
That's
That's
the
good kach.
that's good, right? That's what our that's what he translate that's what uncles translate as Karav Yatlibai. Bring them close. Right, Rashi, Kachem Dvarim, that's Kach of the VM. And that's what Korach couldn't didn't see.
So there's also, well, so you have physical taking and persuasion, I guess, but it's also a good and a bad kach, right?
Right, we're implying that the physical taking of a human being is a bad kach.
It's a bad kach, right?
Because it and represents it's I'm using the other person. I'm treating the person as a thing. Even if I'm not physically picking them up, right? That's not really a matter whether I'm physically picking you up and talking to you. So am I using you or treating you as a thou?
As a davar. I
I
mean, it's
treat right. Am
interesting.
I
You don't
treating you
like
as a
that.
dav? Am I devar with devarim, or am I treating you as a devar? Yes. Probably
I like
somebody might.
that double
Maybe.
ambiguity, you know, the kach and the davar. I like that.
Yeah, that is right. Somebody ought to say that. I'm not sure how to put that in, but that is a good point.
I know. But it keeps popping up, devarim and then davar and
Yes.
devarim and davar. So there's good and bad. Okay. I mean, positive, negative, blah, blah. And the bad is when you treat people as things. And the good is when you talk to them and make them
Words.
see things. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna
Nice.
stop here. Have a good day. Let's
That
have
was good.
growth of
I like
vote.
it. Short and
Thank you.
sweet. Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
As I
Everything will be
said.
good this week.